State House Minority Leader Perry Thurston says he's saddened by the resignation of Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll. Thurston says he got the news right before he walked into a morning committee meeting.
Sad that she had to resign in this fashion, but I think she probably did what's best for her and her family, and I wish her and her family the best.
Thurston said having Carroll on the executive ticket reflected Florida's diversity, and he'd like to see her successor do the same. There's already speculation on who may take Carroll's place, and some have suggested Republican Senator Anatari Flores of Miami. But Governor Rick Scott says he won't name a new lieutenant governor until after the legislative session. Meanwhile, others say Carroll's resignation doesn't bode well for Scott's 2014 reelection campaign.
It is not helpful when your number two in command that's been selected by you has problems that cause resignations.
University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says Carroll did the right thing given the situation. She says Carroll is part of a national trend of business leaders who struggle once being elected to public office.
They are ultimately responsible for everything that happens in their business if they're the head of it. And so Jennifer Carroll, in a way, reflects that kind of pattern that we're seeing across the country of business people who seek office suddenly realize that everything that's happened in their business is something that's going to be tagged on them if they held a key leadership post.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi says the way Allied Veterans of the World marketed itself as a charity is, quote, shameful, while fewer than 2% of its revenues went to veterans' causes. And Republican Senator John Thrasher says the time has come to shut Internet cafes down. A bill banning the businesses cleared the House last year but died in the Senate. And State Representative Janet Atkins says she hopes that will change now.
I will continue in that effort to eliminate these Internet gaming facilities in Florida.
Carroll's consulting firm did public relations work for Allied Veterans of the World, and she also sponsored a bill that would have benefited the online gaming operator when she was a representative in the House. She has not been charged with a crime. Law enforcement officials say most of the money raised by the operator went to lobbying and political donations, which they are now looking into. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.